Following that last message, I sense the need to take a diversion at this point, beloved of God. It concerns your relationship with him and your walk with him. He's jealous for you. He's jealous for you to spend time with him. And this message, now that you're fully awake, may be the prompt you need. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. So says Paul in his first letter to the Corinthian church. And he goes on to say that they are still not ready to receive the meat. It's said that if you want to be an expert in the field of discerning a forgery, you must make a diligent study of the real thing, not the forgery. The ability to discern whether we're hearing the truth as God sees it or error is something we develop over time. It doesn't come instantly to us. But as the truth is laid down alongside the error, we learn to discern, to spot the difference, to discern the light from the darkness. There comes a time when in our natural lives we have to be weaned from the breast, from sweetness, softness and textures we like best because they're easy to swallow, and we learn to chew our food in order that we grow physically. As in the natural, so in the spiritual, there comes a time when we have to put away the things that are associated with being a baby Christian, come off the bottle or the breast, stop swallowing anything and everything, and begin to address the deeper things of God if we are to grow into maturity as God desires. This transition is easier for some of us than others. Some babies make more fuss about the weaning process than others. Some are hungry to get their teeth into something solid. Others prefer to be nursed. But the time comes when the process has to begin. It's possible that some of you are finding out that what I'm saying is increasingly difficult for you to digest. It may mess with your theology or your belief systems, your understanding of the scriptures, things you've been taught since you were knee-high, and they don't seem to be as you thought they were. If this is the case, beloved, it's time to start searching the scriptures for yourself, to ask God some questions, to develop that relationship with him, knowing that he's eager to tell you whether what is being espoused is correct or not. The truth bears examination, it bears holding up to the light, and I really do want you to grow to the point where you explore for yourselves what I teach, not just swallow things as I spoon them in. A dream a friend of mine had might help at this point. In the dream, she saw a baby girl sitting on the floor, a sweet little thing, about 7 months old. She was playing with a string of beads. As my friend watched, in the mouth and down the gullet went a couple of the beads, with a third rapidly set to go the same way. My friend was on her feet instantly. A former nurse, she grabbed the baby, removed what she could from her mouth, and tried to retrieve the beads already swallowed, without success. Some had gone really down. Predictably, the baby screamed. She wanted to eat more of those tasty beads. We prayed long and hard for the interpretation of this with no enlightenment whatsoever. Then one day, shortly afterwards, it played out before our eyes, something like this. A dear young believer visited us and spoke of some teaching she'd heard from someone she admired greatly. The teaching was totally off base. As we tried gently to challenge what had been said, she became very hurt and upset. She believed the source to be correct, no matter what the scriptures said. She was excited about being so close to this charismatic person. As a result, she didn't question what they said and couldn't receive the suggestion that they could be wrong. She remained unconvinced even when we told her about the dream. She'd swallowed something whole. She had a false loyalty to the person concerned and was therefore closed to any suggestion that they might be off base on this occasion. The point I'm making is that we can swallow what we think are truths because we admire the person who speaks and not take time to check out what's being said. Check out what you read and hear, and I include myself in this. Do not take my word for it. Investigate it for yourself. Search it out. Study, be a Berean. If you were making an investment, you'd check out where you were placing your cash. You're making an investment in the Bank of Heaven. Check it out. Then you can give a reason for the hope that is within you, because you've discovered it for yourself. You have your own revelation, not mine or someone else's. In the same way you can't live off my experience of God and my faith, you need your own. You must spend quality time studying for yourselves so that you might be a guide capable of leading others along the correct path defined by the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:15 in the Voice. You'll never regret it, you know. You'll never regret it.